So my name is Craig Dalton. I was born in 1952 and in Brockton, but we moved to Framingham right away. In a new development, in a baby boomer development, and I had two aunts that had cottages down at Sagamore Beach. And we'd summer down there, we'd go down with them and spend the summer on the beach. And it was right at the eastern end of the Cape Cod Canal, so there were ships going by all the time. And I suppose that's where I was first interested in ships. Mm-hmm. And I had all sorts of model ships, toy ships and everything when I was small. I liked those ships, but I guess that's where that first started my interest. And one summer when we were down there, we went to the other end of the canal and we found Mass Maritime Academy because the ship was there. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember much about the tour. I remember seeing the ship. I don't remember if we did get a tour, but we saw the ship. And I figured that's where I wanted to go.
That'd be the training ship?
Yeah, my training ship, the Bay State, was okay. There. She was an old troop transport, APA 1, the Doyens. And so from that point on, probably about fifth grade, I kind of knew what I wanted to do, which was to go to sea, be a captain. Mm-hmm. And that's all I focused on. So through junior high, I remember my counselor in junior high, a guidance counselor, saying, you know, when I told her, I said, well, I'm going to go to Mass Maritime Academy. She said, well, it's great because now I don't have to do any work. And it's great. Someone wants, you know, we don't have to find you a spot or something.
Right.
So I did. And I had my, I applied down there, Mass Maritime. And I also applied to Kings Point. And I was appointed to Kings Point by Teddy Kennedy. Hmm. I still have a telegram from him appointing me to Kings Point. We went down to look at it. And it just, I don't know, just maybe it was too scary or something, but
farther away.
It was further away, yeah. But I decided, no, I'm not going to go there, so I decided to go to Mass Maritime. Mm-hmm. And we went through, we were actually the first four-year class to come into the school. They were still living on the training ship, which was the Bay State, the one I saw when I was a kid. And so we spent 2.5 years living in the troop transport decks, mm-hmm. which were similar to the ones that set up down below here on the brow, but
so
bunks
like
were tighter.
Six stacked up like that?
We had probably in this, like this height here, you know, 7-foot room, we probably had four bunks.
How many total do you think?
In the space, what do you mean?
Well, how many students were living on the ship?
All the students lived on the ship, but there was, what will we have? We brought in a class of 120.
Okay.
And that was a big class. So they probably had, and it was a three-year school before then, so there were probably 300, 350 living on the ship. But in the Youngie Hold, and they were really tightly packed because it was a big class. And so these bunks, I remember the first morning, you know, we were Youngies, they call us Youngies up there, the freshmen coming in, and we were getting yelled at, we got our buzz cuts, and then when they went to the supply place ashore, and they gave us a mattress, your pillow, all the uniforms, and then you had to go over, march over, and go up the gangway to the ship to mm-hmm. find your bunk. And carrying all that stuff on your back, going up the gangway was quite the experience. So
that would be your first day?
Yeah, the first day. Yeah. And the first night now, and this is in July, because they took you in July. They didn't have much of a vacation then. It was hot. It was really hot. There's no air conditioning on the ship. So we went in there, and at first they had to sleep with your blankets to your chin. And most of the bunks, you couldn't roll over. There wasn't enough height to roll your shoulders over.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to scooch around and just if you wanted to change position. And like I say, the first night was with the blankets, so everybody was sweating to death. And then in the morning, 5 o'clock, all the upperclassmen would come with trash cans, banging trash cans and everything out. And it was some of the old days there with hazing and all that going on. A lot of, some stuff was fun, others wasn't. But we were the first four-year class, and we were going to be accredited. Before, it wasn't an accredited degree. We did our cruise on the ship, too. It was a three-month cruise. We went out for 90 days, four 90-day cruises. When we went to shipyard, we lived on the ship in there. So we got a lot of interesting experiences that today the kids don't get because the ship's towed to the shipyard and
right.
The kids live in dorms.
And they just go out in the summer for a cruise?
Actually, they go in the winter. Our ship goes in the winter.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes they'll do a commercial shipping experience in the summer, but mm-hmm. instead of the winter, but our training cruise goes in the winter. Mm-hmm. Back then, we went in the winter, and we did one spring cruise as well. But you did get to spend some time in the shipyards and see it. It wasn't the most pleasant thing, but now I don't remember the bad parts.
Right.